greatest monuments to all humanity. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fork Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
Amen, brother. How are you?
I am well.
Are you well?
I am well today. And yourself?
I am well as well. I was looking at this cellular device. And just trying.
You mean your smartphone?
My smartphone.
Oh.
Yeah. Which folks could call if they would like to have to call and ask a question.
Are we going
to
go with this one first today?
We could.
Okay.
What's the number?
606-367-0137.
You win the prize.
Yeah, I can remember that, but I forgot to turn on the recorder earlier.
But you will.
I did. Yeah, I got it on.
If we had a prize, you would win it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
we don't have one.
Just hang on to it.
It's like we told Scott a minute ago. We're now going to put him on the payroll because he's done such a good job.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what the payroll is.
He does not know.
Well, see, just keep my reward, and maybe it'll gain interest.
Amen, brother. Amen. Well, you know, we talked last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, about rewards being a great motivator for service.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember I think it was maybe a week before last.
Was it 2 weeks ago?
Don't ask. I can't remember.
I won't ask you.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
And we talked about how Jesus said, you enter your closet, you pray to your Father in private, He'll reward you openly.
Yes.
That's a great motivator.
Yeah.
Motivator for rewards.
Talk about the ones out on the street, using lots of words and putting on a big show.
Yeah.
Their reward is already.
Well, we're using lots of words here and putting on a big show.
But not that kind.
But not that kind of show.
This is a program for you, the listener. If you have a biblical question, or maybe you're just struggling with something you've always wondered about, or just never had a good answer for it, or afraid sometimes to raise your hand up. Because people might think silly of you.
I was in the second grade.
Yeah?
In second grade, I did raise my hand. When I got in the third grade, I quit raising my hand.
And why was that?
Because the kids laughed at me.
And that done it.
That did it right there.
Yeah.
That was over.
How long did it take you to raise your hand again?
Well, probably about 20 years.
You can give us a call, 789-0318, 606-789-0318. You can also send us an email if you'd like to at godspointofview@yahoo.com. That's godspointofview@yahoo.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page. We are doing the live video as we speak.
And we hope we're told now we are horizontal, not
vertical.
Not vertical.
I'm learning as I go. And also the really neat thing about that is you can go back and watch it later.
Sure.
So that's really
neat.
Yeah,
but if we're wrong when we record it, we'll be wrong when it plays back.
Yeah, don't get no better.
Yeah. And thanks God for the holder there.
Yeah, he let me borrow the little holder. So I put a request in for one of those for Christmas.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Let's just keep Scott's.
Get something else.
He doesn't know he's made a contribution. We got a phone call, brother.
Well, let's go to the phone lines and get going. Got me all out of track here.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. I was calling. I was wondering if you pray for people.
I'm sorry?
I was wondering if you pray for people.
Of course, Of course we do.
Would you pray for me?
Of course we will.
Okay.
Of course we will.
I need you to pray for me.
All right. Tell us your name.
Ernestine Collins.
Ernestine Collins. Ernestine, we've talked with you before. Thanks for calling back.
Yes.
We appreciate your call. Let's talk to the Lord about you right now. What do you say?
Okay.
Father, we're thankful today for Ernestine Collins, who's calling, and she's asked our prayers, and we're told to pray for all men.
Amen.
And pray for all people. that all would come to faith in Christ, and those who have already come to faith in Christ, that they will remain faithful to Christ. And so we ask your blessings on Ernestine today, and whatever needs she may have. We pray that you, as the Father of every good and perfect gift, will supply them. We ask today in the name of Jesus, we pray, and for his sake. And the family said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for asking us, sister. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Have a great day. You pray.
You too.
You be praying for us now.
I will, and you pray for me every time you bow your head.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sweet lady. All righty. Prayer is so important, and we need to be praying for people.
Yeah, I have to confess, I don't do enough praying. I really don't.
Well, it's not too late to start.
No, I do every day. Don't get me wrong. I say prayers every day, but I find myself, you know, going through the day and trying to solve it on my own instead of just stopping and saying, Lord, I can't do this today.
Yeah, well, you know, we give our burdens to the Lord, but he has trouble keeping us from taking them back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I was reading the other day about the drug deaths, you know, that we've experienced as a nation over this past year. I think I heard the report that was something like 70,000.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And what a shame that is. And we've all been affected by that some way or the other.
Now, is this overdoses?
Yes.
And
well,
because I'm wondering if this is overdoses, because drugs could lead to car accidents, take people's lives, to suicide they're not in the right mind.
Now, you've asked a question I can't answer.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know that it includes all of the things that would be related to it.
Mm-hmm.
As I understood the report, it was 70,000 direct overdoses.
Wow.
Either on purpose or accidental, to 70,000 people. And this report was talking about how that the people that come to them, we call them first responders, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they have these shots they can give them which will help them to recover. Sometimes they're too late. But this report wasn't so much about that as it was talked about the first responders, not so much, but the last responders. That's what caught my attention, were the morticians, the undertakers. And the report went on to indicate that the funeral directors and embalmers and others now face the danger of an opiate overdose simply by handling the bodies.
Really?
Of those who've died by opioids. I never heard that before. The report went on to say that the folks that deal with them in the mortuary business, the toxic levels of the opioids in some of the bodies they deal with are so high that they can pose a direct threat to those who are involved in, you know, getting the body ready.
Mm.
And
maybe we have a funeral director or somebody that works at a funeral home could call us up and kind of shed some light on that for us.
Yeah, that'd be great.
789-0318.
Yeah. We often think about praying for a lot of people. I don't know when the last time you prayed for an undertaker, but, you know, we ought to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I tell my undertaker a lot. I say, you'll be the last man to let me down. Well, do you know what day it is, Timotheus?
Thursday.
Yes, but it's also National Guard Day.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. The National Guard, I didn't know this, is the oldest part of our nation's armed forces.
I didn't know that either.
They can trace their roots, I'm told, all the way back to the 13 original English colonies.
Wow.
They were looking for able-bodied males. Now, they'd probably be in trouble today. That wouldn't be politically correct. But able-bodied males to train to be ready to defend their communities. And so the Guard observes December 13th as its birthday. On that day, December 13th, 1636.
Wow.
Now, that's a few years ago. Massachusetts Bay Colony organized scattered militia companies from villages around Boston in three regiments. And so Articles 1 and 2 of the Constitution, you know, laid down guidelines providing for the National Guard. And anyway, just hats off to them. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I think we think about the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. We don't think a whole lot about the National Guard or the Coast Guard, either one.
We do not.
We take them for granted.
And maybe we can correct some of that today.
Absolutely.
At least we've done our part.
Yeah.
To correct it. My nose is running like a sugar maple.
Little education never hurt anybody.
Never hurt anybody. Never hurt anybody.
Wow.
At least nobody that I ever knew.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Christmas time.
It's coming.
It is indeed. And I was reading about the same old problem coming up. Now, not in Johnson County, but in Western State, out in Nebraska. Same thing. An elementary school principal sent out a memo.
Oh, here we go.
With guidelines as to what would be considered appropriate for classroom decorations. And we had enough of that.
You'd think so.
And so part of the problem was you can bring all kinds of things that represent sleds and scarves. Even the frozen character Olaf, he's acceptable.
Mm.
They call this a generic winter theme. Candy canes, however, not acceptable.
Not acceptable.
You know, they're in the form of a J.
Yep.
J's for Jesus, they say, and you can't have that.
Or a shepherd's hook.
Or a shepherd's hook.
Both.
Absolutely. And, of course, the red and the white represent his blood and the purity. So, anyway, they say you can't have that. And so, but that was, that didn't stand. Because the school board was a little wiser than the principal, and they said that did not come from us. He was doing his own thing. There's a lot of people doing their own things, you know, without any authority.
And people afraid to say anything about it.
Because they don't know.
Yeah.
Please, no commentary to Mothis on what I'm about to say. I am ignorant about a lot of things. To be ignorant is simply not to know.
Absolutely.
You don't want to get in an airplane, let me fly you around. I'll tell you that for sure.
Me.
I'm ignorant about all that.
Absolutely.
Being ignorant is just not knowing. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church and said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, as others which have no hope. Boy, that's good preaching right there,
that
let
is.
Me tell you. So if God doesn't want us ignorant, he wants us to know. So the way to combat this is for people to educate themselves on these things and speak up.
Yep.
So this was in Elkhorn, Nebraska. And by the way, he is now on administrative leave, as he should be.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's on paid leave or not. Paid district placed principal on administrative leave. Doesn't say whether he's on paid leave or not. But anyway.
I never understood the paid leave thing.
Well.
This is like vacation.
It's kind of like it, yeah.
You know, I don't know. Anyway. What kind of punishment is that? Give me
that's
extra
my Bill
vacation.
Barker impersonation right
you
there.
You do it very well.
I've been working on it. I've been practicing at home. So, what's your favorite Christmas movie, Timothy?
My favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Come on,
there's a lot now.
10 seconds. You don't have all day.
Well, we're not going to get it done in 10 seconds.
All right. How about A Christmas Story?
See, I'm ashamed to tell you this.
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
You ought to be ashamed.
I am.
Yeah. How about A Wonderful Life?
I haven't watched it either. I haven't had a chance. Well, I should say I haven't had a chance.
Folks,
just never watched it.
Let's pause and pray.
Let's pray.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for it to come on this year, but I haven't seen it yet.
The Christmas Story, which now I'm told they've made into a musical, you know, a Broadway kind of a thing.
Now, is this the one where he's going to shoot his eye out?
Yeah.
Okay. The Red Ryder BB gun.
The Red Ryder carbine action range model air rifle for Christmas. That's what he wanted. It's the most favorite Christmas movie, according to all the surveys. Here's the problem. For millions of Americans, The Christmas Story has become the Christmas story.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing. Did you know there's nothing in the... Well, you've never watched it, so you don't know. But there's nothing in The Christmas Story about Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the movie with little Ralphie.
Mm-hmm.
There's not I'm not trying to be critical now.
Yeah.
I'm just simply stating the fact. It wasn't intended to be a religious movie. It was intended to be a humorous story about all of the difficulties and the challenges and the joys of families during the most blessed time of the year.
We're not saying it's a satanic kind of movie
no,
or
no,
nothing
no,
like
no,
that whatsoever.
No, no,
yeah.
no. But it has become, in our secular society, it has become, during Christmas season, it has become the favorite of our country, Santa over Jesus. And that is unfortunate. Nearly half of younger Americans, this, the report says, say they have no religious affiliation, but they love the idea of it. Now, this is what the Bible talks about, in Romans chapter 1, talks about the pre-Christian Gentile world. They were very religious, but not in the right way. Gallup, they do a lot of polls, you know, Gallup people, said over 40% of Americans said, quote, they have had a profound religious experience or awakening.
Have had. Okay.
Yeah. Now that's doubled since the 1960s. They say we have had one, but they do not associate, the Bible and the teachings of the Bible with that. And so, there's a lot of, if you read history, world history, ancient history, you read about a lot of pagan religious worldviews.
Mm-hmm.
They're being resurrected. Oprah was big on that, you know, a few years ago, about getting in touch with the God within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a real problem. I think William Booth said it best. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army.
Okay.
Yeah. He lived from 1829 to 1912. Here's what he said, and this is as true today as it was when he said these words. He said, quote, "The chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, heaven without hell."
Wow.
End of quote.
Wow, that's as good as the Paul Harvey stuff.
Isn't that good?
That is good.
And Paul Harvey would say, good day.
That's very good.
But don't leave us now, folks. We got a few more minutes here.
Well, when you were talking about what come to my mind is the Christmas Story and A Wonderful Christmas and those things. Wonderful movies, so I'm told, but wonderful movies and bring joy and happiness and that kind of thing with it. But where the scripture says that Satan can appear as an angel of light, you can use wonderful things that we think to replace what we should be focused on.
Correct, but this is where we need to be wise to his devices. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says we're not ignorant of his devices. Now there's the word ignorant again.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, I mean no disrespect, but most of us are ignorant about the devices of Satan.
Absolutely.
His schemes or schematic.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to an electrician one time and I said, "You have a schematic of this building?" "Yeah." And he laid it out on a big table. Man, it comprised several feet, three or four feet long.
And you knew exactly what it was.
Knew exactly what he was talking about when he said, "This is a schematic of every plug-in, of every electric thing in this building."
But you knew all about it.
No, I didn't know a thing about it.
Were you ignorant?
But I was ignorant. But I could relate.
Absolutely.
To what the Bible says about the schematic that the devil has. The devil has a schematic, friend. And he's got you on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got every one of us on it.
Yeah.
And so we need to resist the pagan worldviews, and there are many. We need to be like Mary, the sweet little mother of Jesus, who said, "I am the servant of the Lord," Luke 1:38. We need to be like the wise men who gave their best to the Christ child, Matthew 2:1-11. We need to make Jesus the king of our hearts, not just of a calendar month that we observe once a year.
Or the one day a week.
You know, I thought this was, you're liable to hear anything this time of year.
Absolutely.
God is being called on the carpet by some groups around the country, as a misogynist. As someone with the hashtag Me Too, they're speaking up for Mary. because they say God impregnated Mary against her will. Now, come on, folks. How ridiculous can a society become?
Wow. I have not heard that one.
Yeah. So, what we need to do, going back again, we need to live life as Christians with the Holy Ghost in us, with Christ in us. We need to beg and plead for forgiveness, but we need to repent when we know we should. We need to be regenerated, and that just means change your wicked ways. I want to relate a conversation I had yesterday with a good friend of mine, and a lot of people listening will know who I'm talking about, Jim Cox. When I moved to Paintsville, 1965, Jim Cox was an auto dealer. He got acquainted with Jim, and then later in the business world, I got better acquainted with him, and he was a good man, a good Christian man, good businessman, and got, as far as I'm concerned, even better as time went by. Well, he's 86 years old now, and he takes walks around our neighborhood, and we stop and talk, and his mind is not as alert as it once was. But he said something to me yesterday, and I hope, Jim, don't know if you'd be listening, you may be ending up your walk, but I hope you don't mind me saying this. And knowing you like I do, I don't think you will, because for 30 years, Jim and I fought the good fight against alcohol in the city limits of Paintsville.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some would say we lost that battle. Well, we may have over 30 years, but we believe we've won the war.
Amen.
But Jim said this to me yesterday. He said, you know, I love to see people get saved. And then I love to see them act like they're saved.
Amen. Yeah, because sometimes that last part there is kind of left out.
789-0318. Or you can email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com.
I'm going to have to talk with Jim.
Yeah.
What time does he walk? Because that's prophetic.
Well,
right,
he walks different times of the day.
That's good.
Just
stuff.
Come over to the house and camp out there on the corner.
I'm going to be looking at, what is Tim sitting out of the corner for?
I'll bring your lunch out to you and something to drink.
Just waiting on Jim.
Yeah.
Tim's waiting on Jim.
Tim's waiting on Jim, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Well, man. I heard yesterday, just get into the scientific realm here a little bit, that Voyager 2.
Voyager 2.
Are you keeping up with Voyager?
Is this the one that's on Mars?
No, this is the one. It was launched in 1977.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not. No.
Finally has reached interstellar space. Now, I know you thought that was a movie. And there was a movie called Interstellar.
You know a lot about movies.
When you're retired like I am, what else can you do? Anyway, Voyager 2 launched in 1977. All right.
Oh.
All righty. Good deal. Launched in 1977, reached interstellar space. Now, I know you keep up with NASA, and you have probably their handbook on your nightstand to mow this.
I do like to watch some of that stuff.
Yeah, but they haven't completed their mission yet.
And launched it in 77.
77.
Wow.
You know, I got to thinking about something else that wasn't in this report. They can communicate with Voyager 2.
Yeah.
We can't even have a conversation if you have AT&T in this area, but what you have a call dropped. Anyway.
Folks, letters and cards may be sent to Jerry Scott, the great Scott.
There you go. Yeah, be sure to add the great part.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's
I did say the disclaimer earlier.
Yeah, I know you did. They will not complete their mission. It'll take 30,000 more years.
What?
30,000 more. Listen to this report.
Okay.
It's currently traveling at 34,000 miles an hour. It's taken from 1977 to the present for Voyager to reach the space that is defined as the boundary dividing the solar system from the rest of the Milky Way. But it has a bit further to go before it's going to escape our solar system altogether. How much further, you may ask? I know that was on the tip of your tongue.
I was wanting to know, how much further can you
go? Well, you actually have to get to the end of the article to learn, Albert Mohler tells us, that it's going to take another 300 years.
How do they know that?
Before Voyager, at the speed of 34,000 miles an hour,
wow,
can reach what's known as the Oort cloud, O-O-R-T, a distant reservoir of comets orbiting the sun. Then it will take a little bit longer for Voyager actually to officially leave our solar system. How much longer? 30,000 years.
So here's my question with all that.
You're not going to see it. That's my point.
No, not going to see it, but how do they know that exists out there?
Because they can project to the most minute detail. It's like how do they track things? Because they have it down to a science.
Yeah.
They have it down to a science. Here's really the point I want to make. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The psalmist says. Or the son of man that thou didst visit him. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thine hands. God, in his infinite wisdom, has put man. The heavens belong to God. The earth belongs to man. We've not even begun.
Mm-mm.
To explore all that God has made. God who made the worlds and all that is therein. My, 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 my. How can someone doubt the existence of God? I don't understand to know this.
I don't either.
I do not understand.
Because it goes back to my friend of mine telling me one time he actually read this, that in the beginning there was nothing and it exploded.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, people come up with all kinds of ideas.
That's pretty profound.
Yeah. In the beginning, there was nothing. Then it exploded.
That's almost as profound as the fellow who told me, upon repeated denials and rejections to obey the gospel, he finally told me, he said, "Preacher, you're wasting your time." I said, "Well, you're going to have to answer to God." He said, "I believe I can talk God into letting me into heaven when I get there."
Ooh-ee.
I heard a rumble, and I moved out of the way.
Wow.
You know, the only way to get there is to have your sins covered mm-hmm. by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
A little boy one time with his father's in a building in London watching a parade through a window. British soldiers were dressed in brilliant red coats. The little boy exclaimed, "What beautiful white uniforms they have." The dad said, "Son, they're not white, they're red, brilliant red." "Oh, no," said the little boy, "they're white, just as white as snow."
Mm-hmm.
With surprise, the father looked more closely. Around the window was a border of red glass, which he had not noticed before. Now, a lot of folks may not know that when one looks at something red through red glass, it looks perfectly white.
Mm-hmm.
And the little boy, looking at the scarlet coats through the red glass, saw them as pure white.
Mm.
Folks, we who know Jesus, we who have come to Jesus for refuge and forgiveness of our sins are covered with the blood of the cross of Jesus Christ. And when God looks at our sins, he looks at them through the blood. And all he sees is perfectly white. God bless you today.
Well, thank you for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. I'd like to invite you to services at the church. Sunday school gets underway at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. Sunday evening life groups at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Again, we'd like to invite you to come and be with us. If we can help you in any way, give us a call at the church, 789-6433, 789-6433. And thanks again for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.